Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We'll start talking about a bowsaw, which is a blade that's used to cut through wood, and it's held by a person in both of his hands. He holds the handles at both ends, and then he slides the saw back and forth. Mishnah says, Hanogea beyad megera mikan umikan. If a blade is tameh, of the bowsaw, and someone's touching the handles of the saw that are on either side of it, tameh, the person becomes tameh, the handles of the utensil are part of the utensil themselves, and therefore the person becomes tameh. Bahut u'bameshiha, if the string or the band that's attached to the top of the saw, ba'ama u'basinifin, the bridge, the piece of wood that runs along the saw, and the sinifin is the piece of wood that tightens the string. Bamachbesh shel harash, or a person, if he touches the boards of the press of a carpenter, where the screw of the press is tameh. In that case, it would take boards and flatten them and make them straight. Bakashtanit, or a kashtanit, which is a auger, which is used to drill holes. It's sort of like an ancient drill. Would have a blade or a bit attached to a handle, and the curved handle would be twisted, and that hole would be formed. In all of these cases, tahor. The person here is tahor. The object that he's holding onto are, even though they're connected to a tool that's tameh, they're attached in a loose manner. They're not permanently there, and therefore they're not considered to be a component of the utensil itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hanogea B'Malben Shel Masor HaGadol Tahor, says Rabbi Yehuda, someone who also touches the frame of a big saw is Tahor, even if the blade is Tameh. The frame is not attached to the blade permanently, and therefore they're not considered one entity for tumah purposes. Hanogea bayeter ubakeshet. If somebody touches a bowstring or a bow, the arrow in this case is tameh. Afal pishehi mituha tahor. Even if the bowstring is stretched, an archer put the arrow in the bow and pulled back on the string, we say tahor. The person is tahor. The arrow and the bow are not attached to each other. Even though they're touching and they're working in tandem, they're not connected, and therefore they're not considered to be one entity for tum'ah. Mesodat ha'eshut tehora. A mole trap is tahor, even if something tameh touches the arrow inside of it, because the arrow is not considered to be part of the trap. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol zman shehi mituha hibur, says Rabbi Yehuda, whenever the string of the trap is stretched and the arrow is put into it, then the trap is connected to the arrow. So if the arrow is tameh, the trap also becomes tameh with it. Rabbi Yehuda would say that the arrow is firmly inserted into the trap when it's being used, so therefore we have to consider them to be one entity.